Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live.
He's alive!
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Bruce, is that what you that came in strong there, Bruce? What happened there?
I guess so.
Yeah. Whoa. Holy hand.
Bruce was like, well, scared yourself. You're like, was that my voice that loud? Man, that was awesome. I remember to turn your mic up hell loud every time.
Yeah.
That was great. Also, Bruce was like, Friday.
Yeah, I did a little bass there.
Well, welcome, guys. It's Friday. It's the last day of May. You can tell by the temperature.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful
out. Absolutely.
Was it like in the 20s in your area, Bruce, this morning?
30 degrees, right on your nose.
30, okay.
Oh, wow. Did you cover your tomatoes?
Forgot to. Dang it.
Did you even care?
No, because I don't have any tomatoes.
You don't have to cover anything up?
Okay. Jay, did you cover your tomatoes?
It's warmer at my house.
Okay.
Yeah. And believe me, we had the conversation because we bought a bunch of flowers, so it was like, cover stuff up. I looked at my wife, and she said, I guess we have to. And then we looked, and it was supposed to be like 38, and I didn't know whether to believe them or not. And
I brought ours in there, Lori's flowers, that is.
You brought them in the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're
just
like...
Just leave them right on the end of the shovel, or...
Yeah. I set them down on the kitchen floor.
Just scoop them out, man.
Yeah, just scoop them out later.
Whatever it takes, yeah. Hey, those are spendy. I'm not ruining those.
Yeah. Yeah, there's four great big pots of flowers sitting on the floor in the kitchen.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
By this time next week, it's supposed to be 90, so.
Yes, perfect.
Piffle, are you serious?
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Sorry.
Hey.
Yes, Kevin?
Nice.
I mean, yeah, it probably will be 90.
You're going to doubt him for a minute?
70, but
72. That makes sense, right?
Like, oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, it'll be 70, and then it's supposed to dip down to like 60s again in the beginning of the week, and then just all of a sudden it's going to be like, hey, it's 91.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed your non-spring weather.
Yes.
Well, it's supposed to be 72 today.
Yeah, today should be great.
That was a good
day. Today's
perfect. Yeah, and then chance of rain like Saturday, Sunday, Monday or something. Yeah, but whatever,
Monday, yeah. She said 90% chance of rain.
Did she now?
She did.
Yeah, sure there.
That girl there from Channel 4 News
Oh, Chris Crocker?
Yeah, huh? That's
her. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Is she Betty's nephew? Niece, I mean.
Betty Crocker?
Yes.
Do you want to... You happy with that? Or?
Well, yeah, sure I am.
Would have worked a little better with the correct...
I know. If I wouldn't have said nephew. Money missed because I was picking on you when we got here.
It was.
Yeah, that was a... Talk about role reversal, Kev. You missed it, man. I was like, Warren was picking on Monty, and Monty was like, "What is happening right now?
The bully strikes back."
It was just...
It was a role reversal, and Steve said that Monty forgot something in his car, so he had to walk him back. That seems like something Warren would do.
Right, yeah. I know I got like 5 miles from the 4 miles from my house and forgot my backpack, and I was like...
Backpack.
And I was like, I got my lunch and my nap mat in there. I got to go back and get that.
Yeah.
Did you go back and get it?
Nap mat? I did.
Okay. Ooh.
Did you have in kindergarten, Bruce? You obviously had half days.
I didn't have kindergarten.
Yo, there was no kindergarten back then? When you walked uphill both ways in the dirt and the wind and the snow in June,
yes.
Did you guys didn't take naps in kindergarten?
No.
Go to kindergarten.
Did you take?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did? Yeah. Yes. Warren, you guys had kindergarten or no?
No, huh?
That didn't start till first grade?
Yeah.
Steve, did you take naps in kindergarten?
Yeah, we did.
You had mats and you...
Oh, big mat.
Yeah. I bet you're jealous, aren't you?
I am jealous.
Yeah. Bruce is like, I wish I was in kindergarten right now.
Boy, he ain't getting cookies. And
they don't take naps anymore. Now they go full day and they have to be real kids. Yeah.
Jeez, oh, poor little guys.
I took a nap in the first grade, even though I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, right. Warren's like, I took a nap in every grade. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm tired.
Yeah. It's funny how you go through that phase as a kid. You don't want to take a nap. And then once you outgrow that, you're like, boy, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what age that was. What is it probably? Because I know teenage kids like the naps. What is it probably like? Middle school? Kevin, what's what's the outgrow don't want a nap age? Maybe it's younger than that.
Isn't it?
Like 10, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, don't want to nap?
Yeah, don't want a nap.
Yeah, I feel like it's kindergartners don't want a nap.
Yeah. No, for sure. The younger ones don't. Yeah, yeah, and then they outgrow that.
They outgrow it. I don't know. This is a bad question for me because I never was opposed to a nap.
In fact, around 7 o'clock, I wouldn't mind taking one.
That's it.
What's the earliest you've ever napped, Warren? Like you've gotten up, started doing work, and then I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, golly. Well, unintentionally, probably a half hour.
No, but what time of day was it? Like, was it like, what time did you
probably take? Like 7:30 in the morning. You know, you get up, make a pot of coffee, you sit down in your recliner and start looking at stuff on, you know, like.
Pass back out again.
Yeah.
That's a winner for me. I was going to say 9, I think. I've gone back to bed, like, got up at 6, started working, and then about 3 hours later, I go, man, that was dumb. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
You don't nap, Monty?
Ever.
I don't like you. Oh, you're like a kindergartner.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. It screws my whole.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Kevin James.
Yeah, it's a toss up.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin!
Oh, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin's right there, guys. He's right there.
Hey, right there. We can see him from here.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kevin.
How's it going in there today?
Oh, real good.
Pretty good. I feel really good today, guys. I could probably be in studio, but every once in a while, if I get laughing or, you know, moving a lot, then I'm going to cough.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Nobody wants me to cough
on
them.
No,
do
we
they?
Do not. No.
But I will I'll give the old doctors a little credit.
Doctor.
Where they said, yeah, boy, you sound like crap. That was a direct quote from the doctor.
Wow. Yeah, well, he's a nice fellow.
It was a gal.
Oh, she's a nice fellowette.
Okay.
All right.
And she, her, as it said on her thing.
Okay.
She was nailed it with the drugs.
Oh.
Sometimes I feel like the last I had this stuff in January.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
And I don't know if they fully got rid of it. I feel like this time she gave me the right stuff, man. It's a combo and it is working. Wonders.
It's like, what do they call that? Like a
cocktail?
An antibiotic cocktail or something like that?
Yeah. To where it was just like, I don't know, last time I took medicine for 2 weeks and then a week off, and then they gave me same stuff for another 10 days, and I don't know if it ever completely worked. And now this time it's like, whoa, okay, lady.
Yeah, she's not messing around.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Goosebumps just talking about her.
Okay, that got a little weirder than I wanted it to, but you know, that's all right. Warren made it in today, guys.
I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
There's no need to, is there?
No.
Nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Live the good life. Love the good life. Always help someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times.
Money.
Warren. Strong.
Hi, Warren.
Hey, hi. Hello, Warren. Good Friday morning, everybody. The weekend is about here.
Yeah, well, no, it's here.
It's here.
Yeah, it's here. Yeah.
The weekend is here.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of the way it is anymore. I don't know. If people get to Friday and they're like, close enough.
That's
almost
it.
Almost there.
Let's just take it off from here. We'll coast
in. I still love the thing that my brother's company does because it was one of those where that was the attitude, right?
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of it. So they just said, guys, from Memorial Day until Labor Day, we work half days on Fridays.
That's great. What a great perk.
Come
yeah.
in. Instead of making up whatever it is while you're leaving or this.
Yeah.
We're all leaving after half a day. So just come in. work hard for a few hours, get the heck out of here. Enjoy your weekend.
I like it a lot.
Instead of
really
mailing
smart.
It in, you know, like, you know, at noon. Just
now,
give
my
us a
brother
good,
gets in trouble for the opposite, which is he sometimes goes in and then is like,
doesn't want to leave.
I got to wrap this up.
Right.
And his wife's like, I thought you were done early.
Yeah. This generation is more of the type of person approaching a stop sign. Like, the stop sign's the weekend, and they're easing into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they're letting off the gas awful early to coast into that stop sign.
Right.
They're not the person who's racing up to the stop sign and slamming the brakes on. Now they're just kind of like, about late Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to start easing off.
There you go. And then there's Monty. Yeah. Then there's Monty Tureski on the three-day weekend. He moved dirt and stuff, didn't you?
Lucky.
He just works.
Yeah. That's all he knows.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Speaking of Monty.
Hello.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Where do you work?
There's some there. Important
money
things.
Mumble.
I don't mumble.
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't
mumble
know if you're mumbling.
Ever.
I always mumble. It's like I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty.
I don't mumble.
Seems right.
Here it comes.
Monty. Monty.
You're an animal.
Oh,
yes,
God.
There we go. You're a toy guy.
All of them.
You're tuning the
Bruce.
Right.
Monty.
Oh, don't break the computer.
Hey there. I'll break it. I don't
Hey
even.
There. Hi there. Oh, there. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, morning, Monty.
Jeez.
The reason I did that is because he had the weird tiger crawl.
He did,
thing.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like
this.
Old creeper.
Yeah.
So there it is, Bruce. Woke you up.
Alrighty.
Got you going. Good
Thank
morning.
You very much.
Hi there. Hey there. Hi there. And let's have a great weekend.
Hi, Monty.
Okay.
It started Wednesday, apparently.
It started Wednesday. Yeah. You coasted in. Yeah. You can't slam
right
the brakes
now.
On. Yes, Warren, back to you.
I have a question for Monty. You work a lot at your house.
Yes.
I mean, not as your at your job, but that's your other job. And so what do you and your wife do for a day off? Do you ever take one?
Rarely. I mean,
when you work at home, do you really ever?
Well, no, and it's, I mean, when you got to consider that what we do and what is work, but it's not. It's so enjoyable that
well,
like
that's good.
Staycation all the time.
That's wow.
Monty, take this the right way.
I will. Here we go.
Oh,
I'm going to take off my head on my phone.
No offense, but
the more you build and the more things you do out at your house, the closer and closer I think you're getting to a story that I was told from a friend of mine who went to visit her brother-in-law in California. Very wealthy family. They had an orchard out in their backyard.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And which I 100% could see you having an orchard.
I could see that,
working
too.
On it.
Yeah.
Yep, see? Okay,
there you go.
Of course he is. And every morning he would like to go out and get his morning fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever it is.
And he would walk outside naked and go out and get the fruit and get all the fruit and come back and then sit on the porch and eat it or whatever. And she's like, I'm just sitting on the porch and my brother-in-law walks out naked.
He wanted to get his...
And Monty, I just could picture you.
Whoa,
I mean,
whoa.
I was picturing you and Kelly doing a day off.
I could. Yeah. I could see that.
And right, doesn't that seem
shower?
Like Monty? Like,
yeah.
I built this whole thing. I mean, why the heck... There's, you know, the fruit actually tastes better if you allow
don't really
all of
see
nature.
That, Warren, or Blue, whatever your name is.
That's Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. You don't imagine yourself doing that?
Probably not.
Okay.
But you have an outside shower.
So that's contained.
Oh, well, is it? Oh, okay, well, that makes it better in my mind then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you did what? You just wander around the property naked, Kevin? That sounds like actually something you would do, Kevin.
No.
Yes.
Raise your hand. Who do you think is more likely to walk around outside their property naked? Let's say Kevin doesn't live in an apartment.
Right, say he lives on acreage.
Yeah. Who do you think? Raise your hand if you think it's Kevin.
Yeah.
Everybody said Kevin except me. No, it's Monty, guys.
What?
Monty.
No way. Guys, I don't even want to get naked for a shower.
Too much work.
No, it's just.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Isn't that something? How about that?
Yeah.
No?
That's all I got to say about that.
Kevin James.
Is it all you have to say, though?
Well, probably not.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you want to know what's really, 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 really funny?
What's that?
Bruce.
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 You have a device.
Let's hear it for Brewster.
Brewster!
Good morning.
Bruce, I saw a picture was text to me yesterday.
Yes.
With you holding a wooden flag?
A wood? Oh, yeah, I had a wooden flag presented to me.
What was that story?
This gentleman makes wooden flags.
It looks really cool.
It is. I'll bring it in next week.
Oh, would you? That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Somebody reminds me. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Well, you know, we put a reminder in your phone. Okay, that's funny. That's a good idea. That's hilarious. Bruce's reminders in his phone is a sticky note on the back.
Yes.
So he made a wooden flag for you and some other veterans?
Well, he's made about 400 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
My golly sakes. Like,
what size are we talking here?
It's just a, what's that?
12 by 18?
It's probably, maybe a couple feet wide and foot and a half tall, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? Was it heavy?
No. Nice, lightweight.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked really, really cool, and I didn't get the whole... understand the concept. I saw that they had presented it to you, and was there a specific reason or
no? He goes, I didn't quite catch that part. He goes to different events and gives them to veterans.
That's really cool. Serves. Yeah, that was awesome. That he did really that. And he's a local guy.
Somewhere
around here. Yeah.
Yes,
anyway, that was really nice. I love that, and I don't even know who posted it online, but somebody had taken a screenshot of a Facebook page and texted in, so I was like, oh, that's pretty
nice
cool.
Nice of them.
Yeah, very, very nice. So
I want to see it.
Okay.
Warren.
Wow. Okay.
Just resorted to your little kindergarten self again, didn't you?
I did.
I want to see it.
I'm going to
take
nap
a nap. Why do you show the rest of us?
I need a nap.
It's just a juice box.
This is dumb.
Ooh, that does sound good, though.
Yeah.
Hello. My name is Producer Steve.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Producer Steve.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Yeah. Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, Producer Steve.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Oh, hello, hello.
Producer Steve.
You all right?
Yeah. Here we go.
You okay?
Yeah, we're just starting our engines here.
All right.
We're going.
He's already coasting into the weekend, you know?
Hoobah.
He's already taking his foot off the accelerator.
That's what happened Wednesday, I think it was, good to be here. Happy to see all your shiny faces on this smiling day.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to see you too, Steve.
Oh, okay.
While I smile.
Kevin, Steve went to, what was the name of the place you went to that we thought was a magic shop, but was more of a game place?
Yeah, Merlin's Game Shop, I think is what it's called, or something similar to that.
Okay, yeah.
So I went in there, and guy was very nice.
Right.
Merlin's, what does it say? Comics and Games.
Okay.
And I went up to him and I said, hey, you got any...
Hey, you Merlin?
Hey.
Well, I don't know what his name was, but I'm assuming it was Merlin. Advertising?
I rather doubt it.
Okay, maybe it wasn't Merlin.
Hi, Merlin.
He was a very nice guy. I said, hey, do you happen to
very
have...
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I said, you happen to have any cool games like Catchphrase or Pictionary or something?
Oh, boy.
Something like that. And he goes, no, probably not. Our other store that's, I guess, owned by the same people or something, five blocks away, they might have something.
Oh.
But he took me down the aisle and he was like, well, maybe you'll find something here. And he showed me a couple games and I was like, oh, okay, maybe these will work. So I got a couple games. We'll try one later. But it was not a magic store.
Okay.
Which I thought it was. And then I asked him a little bit later on, I said, hey, this is kind of weird.
Are you a magic store? And where's Merlin?
I said, do you happen to sell or know where I could find a slingshot?
Oh, yeah.
And
he said you were going to ask.
And he looked at me kind of strangely.
I wish this guy would have been videoed the entire time Steve's asking him.
Why would he do that?
Yeah.
And at first he goes, oh, you're not talking about a game. He thought I was talking about a game called Slingshot. And I said, no, like an actual slingshot.
Right.
And he goes, well, not here, but you might at the general store.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, which is what we thought yesterday.
We did, very true.
Or, well, you guys thought. I thought Magic Shop.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you live and learn. And
you didn't get a slingshot, so that's fine. That's all right.
No, but I got these games, which
Watching you try to explain how to play this game to these guys was very fun. That was my entertainment for the day.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
It
was
just I was concerned I was not explaining it correctly.
Well, you should be.
Well, it was just your level of nerves.
He knows who he's talking to.
Yeah, he's trying to explain it. It's almost like
you're making sure and double checking that they got it and understood
it.
Yeah.
When you don't really understand it yourself all the way.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if I really get it. And I think we're sort of changing up the rules a little
bit. Yeah, we make up our own rules for sure. Good. Yeah. I got a little bit of an audio vault here for you this morning, guys, and it's brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater. We have to start our audio vault on this Friday with an Alexa joke. You guys ready for an Alexa joke?
Here yes, we go. Three, absolutely. Two, one. Yes.
Why did the dad love his barbecue tongs? They just clicked.
How true is that?
Yo, it's very true.
Yeah. Click them at the dogs. Click.
Oh, and not the hot dogs. The dogs who are trying to get the food off the grill.
Correct. Yeah, just click,
the actual
click.
Dogs. Yes. And I know you guys were probably busy watching the spelling bee last night. The National Spelling Bee.
That was so, I got it.
You guys were so awesome.
All of it.
All watched it.
Not a bit of it.
You didn't watch any of it.
No.
So you didn't hear the winner.
Your first word is bruette.
Bruette.
Adelantado.
Adelantado.
Hyperkeem.
Hyperkeme.
Bicellium.
Bisellium.
Mycteric.
Mycterc.
That's not a computer. That's a human being.
Okay. Saracen.
Sercin.
Nyctalopia.
Nyctalopia.
What?
It sounds like you said alopia.
Wenzel.
Sebel.
Cebell.
Heautophany.
Heautophany.
I was like, the show can last as long as it wants. You don't have to hurry up there, buddy.
Now, I love, because usually there's all the fooling around about.
Right, Kevin.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Language of origin. Can you repeat the origin? Thank you.
Wow.
Are there any other pronunciations? You know, this kid just.
How old was that little computer?
Is he 12?
Yeah, 12.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Good night, nurse.
Goodness gracious.
He started spelling so fast, I was like, whoa, buddy.
So he'll
take your time.
Slow down. You're going to get an aneurysm.
You're going to hurt yourself there.
He'll be a doctor by the time he's 14.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's no question about it. But yeah, he won.
Another Doogie Howser.
I think 24 words or 21 words he had to spell. I mean, it went on, man. That thing, it's kind of like, what's the movie, Kevin? Best in Show?
Yes.
You know, when they have the announcers. The announcers are so funny. It's well worth watching. The kids
it's a great movie.
The kids are so brilliant anyway in the spelling bee, but the announcers are a lot like the dog show announcers in that movie because they're really excited and they're trying to make the drama just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's just a kid asking questions about a word no one knows how to spell
or has ever heard of.
But they make it, you know, what that would see how he did that, see how he analyzed where it was.
Yeah.
And then the one time the kid just goes, and then he just kind of blurted it out, the spelling. And the guy, the announcer, goes, well, sometimes you just got to spell it the way it sounds. And I thought, it doesn't sound anything like that.
No.
It didn't sound anything like that, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Of the three of these gentlemen, who do you think wins a spelling bee?
Bruce probably sold dictionaries back in the day, so maybe Bruce. Are you a good speller, Bruce?
I still have encyclopedias.
So. Of course you do. Yeah, I think it would be Bruce. That's your audio vault for a Friday. It's last day of May, 5/31/24. Hey, happy birthday. Kevin, Rick's daughter is having a birthday today.
Oh, really?
14 years old. So happy birthday to Lauren. Make him take you out to dinner and get you a nice present.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm excited this morning.
Why? It's hard to tell sometimes, but when you say it like that, I'm excited this morning.
Kevin James.
It's filled with excitement.
Yes, what's the deal, man?
Well, I got old news to read.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Friday Crew is here. We're going to just let you three play this game, okay?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Really?
So just you three.
Can you please help join in, Jay?
No, I'll join in with laughter and pointing and making fun of. So that'll be Kevin and my job. Steve's going to video you guys playing this game. Kevin, is it basically the sound effects game meets...
No.
The memory game.
The memory game. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
I mean, sort of. I guess you could say it's a sound effects game meets Simon Says.
Okay. What's that one? So, what's that one? The telephone game where you have to remember what? Says, what's that game called? You know, telephone. What is that? The game where you have to remember what? You know, someone says something.
Kinda, but then that's just you pass it on to one person, mm-hmm. And it keeps going in a circle. This one is more. It is the Simon Says game where, like, you remember where you'd push the.
Yeah, the lights.
It would go red, mm-hmm. red, blue.
Yeah. Pattern, yeah.
And then you have to know the pattern. Yeah. And then it'd be red, red, blue, yellow, red, red, like mm-hmm. that. Red, that's red, blue, kind yellow, of this green. Game. And the actual game that Steve bought from the store yesterday was called, what's the actual name of the game, Steve?
What's the name of the game, buddy?
DJECO?
Tip Top Clap or something? Tip Top Clap, he said. He thinks it is. Yeah. I think that's it.
Hmm. Okay.
So you guys, there's cards here, and you're going to act out, make the noise of whatever the card says,
yes.
And then you can, I guess, just tell us what it is. You know, we don't. The game isn't. We don't have to guess what it is. The right. game is you.
No,
have to
not at all.
Order.
You just say the word, mm-hmm. make the sound. Yep. Like it's
cat
pretty
meowing.
Much like
yeah.
there's stomping, there's yeah. meowing, mm-hmm. there's slamming your hand down on the counter, or yeah. you know, whatever.
Right. And then
so
you just have to remember
is,
the order.
After that, then the person next has to do. Your sound, their sound, and then...
Oh, we got to do the...
Yeah, do the previous sounds in the right order. Oh, see, God. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
So whatever Warren does, you have to do then yours, then we'll give it. Then pass the cards to Monty. What He'll have to do Warren's, yours, and his, and we'll see if we can even make a full round.
Won't it be fun?
whose idea was this game?
Right.
I like it.
I think
okay,
Steve. Yeah. Okay,
you're
Warren, you're
list.
First. Just
here,
say, here. Say what it is, make the sound,
here
and pass
we go.
The cards.
Stomp, stomp.
Okay, so I was stomping, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Stomping? Yeah, yeah. Stomping your feet, yeah. Bruce?
Okay. Do I say it first or look at my card first?
You can say it, then make the...
There's
look,
there's
whatever
no
you want to do.
I better say stomp, stomp first, because this will confuse me. What is that thing? What is that? I forgot this one already.
Help him out, Steve.
It's a table.
What do we got here?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, just hitting the table.
Oh, hit the table. Oh.
Okay. Monty?
Okay. Okay.
Keep that
just
one.
Keep that. That just, here exactly. we go.
Okay. Uh-oh, I forgot what Warren was already.
Monty pulls the card.
Okay.
I think Monty can do all three at once.
Oh, cool.
Stomp, stomp, hit the counter, toot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Now you have to do all of them.
I know.
Pull the card
I know.
First for us, Warren.
Okay.
Pull
all
the
right,
card.
All right. Okay. Stomp, stomp. Doot, doot, stomp, stomp.
Well, he's already got it wrong.
I think that's out of order.
Did I get it wrong already?
That's out of order. Yeah.
Son of an ugly bear. I'm telling you what.
So can we start over?
Oh, we start
I'll start yeah. with it.
I didn't
I'll
think we'd
it
make it through one, so yeah. I'm excited to know.
Put these on the bottom.
So I think the flaw with this game is...
is there memories?
Is there
yeah,
flaw?
Partially, but I think the fun of it would be, I think we'd call the game Repeat After Me.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, instead of just... like the card and them trying to figure out what the just what? Have the word.
Just read
like,
the, you know what?
We'll just give
only
them
words.
A word. Yeah, only and word. It'll just be like the word and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Because the concept is pretty funny of having stomp, stomp, clap, stomp, stomp, clap, or whatever, meow, gets mixed in.
Right.
Like that, there's some fun there.
Okay, so just, you don't even have to act it out. Don't have to make the sound. Just try to do the words. You get to go first, Monty.
Yeah.
So you're just describing what it is. You just basically, let's say.
You don't do it, you just say it.
Okay.
Let me see what the card is.
Oh, well, it's clap, clap.
Okay, so that's all I got to say.
Clap, clap. I like this better. Okay. I want to play it like it's designed.
No, and clap, clap is fine. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying that we need to, in the future, just, you know, to fix this game. Just write the words down and just give. Yeah.
I see.
Oh,
saying.
I see.
Oh, there you go.
Clap, clap, tweet, tweet.
Clap, clap, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. meow, meow. Oh, it's meowy.
Yeah, but what about?
You got to do the other two first.
Clap, clap.
Stomp, stomp. It's unreal.
It was tweet, tweet, Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, you
tweet,
can start there. You already lost. So.
Bruce, start over, Bruce. Just start with what you were going to use that one there. Bruce couldn't even remember the two before. Too much pressure.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, gas.
Gas. Okay,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Tooting. Tooting. Monty.
Tooting.
Okay.
Tooting.
Okay.
tooting and a bird whistle.
I'm just going to hand him the cards.
Yeah, just
why?
Because it'll
okay.
just make it easier.
Okay. Well, see, now you confuse me.
Okay
so no. It's too late.
He's already confused. Yeah. You can't undo confusion.
Tweet.
Oh yeah.
And hit the table.
No. Yeah. Okay. There you go, Bruce.
Here, you already have that.
Good luck remembering the order.
Oh, I have to have a card. So there was and
tweet.
Uh huh. And a stomp.
Yeah.
Or a table.
Or a table?
Well, yeah.
Oh, a table. Oh, now there's a difference. There was a stomp on the floor and a table.
Jeez.
What I've realized.
And I thought the game wouldn't work. I was so incorrect.
Yeah. I've never been more wrong. Is honestly, let's just try one round this way. Let's just try one quick round this way.
Okay.
Put the cards away.
So confused.
Forget they ever even happened. We'll start with Bruce. And Bruce,
yes.
You just make any noise, whether it's a toot sound, you hit the counter,
anything you want.
You just say woo woo, whatever it is. You make any noise you want. And then Warren, do Bruce's noise, make any noise you want.
Roger.
Then Monty, make any noise you want, and then let's just keep it going.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Bruce,
I'm ready.
You can start, Bruce.
I got a noise. Hoot hoot.
Warren.
Oh me.
Yeah.
Hooty hoot. Vroom, vroom.
Monty.
Hooty hoot. Vroom, vroom.
Bruce.
Hooty hoot.
Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom.
Oh, yeah. Vroom, vroom. I should have known that. What did I say? I can't remember.
You said vroom.
Oh, yeah. I said hooty hoot.
Say it.